It's bonus time here on the Gill Connections podcast. In an effort to increase communication, empathy, and understanding around the country, we're going to be running a new episode every day, interviewing a coach, a high school coach from every state, and yes, even you, Washington, D.C., with explaining how the state qualifying system works in their state. We'll be talking with a local state expert on how many classes, private versus public schools, what events, and what is the process? Is it areas, districts, regionals, state meet? Is it a descending order list? Are there fun things that you do a little differently? Like maybe you, I don't know, maybe you do double points for relays. Looking at you, Texas. And then we're also going to get to the bottom of, is it the state meet or do you qualify for states? So check us out every day here in April and May of 2024 as we run through each state with a local state expert. So let's get started right now. All right, here we go. We are back, continuing on our 51-day journey every day here in the months of April and May 2024, as we have leaders from each state, high school-wise, talking to us about their outdoor state meet championship series. So I'm super happy we are here on Maryland. I know stereotypically I'm supposed to say something about crab cakes. So I'll just throw that in right there. I do love them. They do a great job there and a lot of other places. So help me welcome Patrick from Crofton High School in Maryland. Patrick, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Awesome, man. Thank you. You know, I'm just very grateful for the 51 leaders that are stepping up in each state and even you, Washington, D.C. Just so grateful. So really, you know, thankful for you being here and representing this great state. So why don't we start? Why don't you give us like a 30-second, 30,000-foot level introduction of yourself?
Sure. So I've been coaching in the state of Maryland since 2004. I actually started coaching when I was interning for my student teaching internship all out in Northern Garrett High School in Garrett County. Started coaching throws and sprints out there. I was the head coach at Mardella Middle and High School on the Eastern Shore, one of the smallest schools in the state. We only had about 300 kids in the high school. We won the 1A East Region title in 2008. And then I kind of was just doing some individual coaching on the side, got married, had a kid. Then I was up at Goucher College for a couple of years doing their throws coaching. Moved to Northeast High School, which was a 2A school in Anne Arundel County. And then was out of coaching for a few years. And then for the last three, I've been volunteering, but I'm a paid assistant now at Crofton. And I handle the horizontal jumps and the throws.
I like how you got out, but check coaching pulled you right back. Yeah. We're better for it. So that's good to hear.
I had a little girl and I wanted to put full attention into that. And then as she got older, she's like, yeah, go ahead. There's a new high school opening up. That's awesome. Crofton. We've only been a high school for about, we graduated our first senior class last year.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. That's great. Well, let's start digging into Maryland. One of the first questions we ask is some states, not many we're finding out, but some states have a different organizing body for private schools and a separate one for public. Most states we're learning have both together. We're all going towards the same state team title. What are we doing in Maryland for private and public schools?
Maryland, we've got the MPSSAA, which governs the public schools, and then there's a different governing organization for the private schools. I don't have much experience with that, so I can't speak exclusively to that, but I know that there's an independent schools association that handles the private parochial schools, and I believe there's two divisions in that.
So they're going for a separate state title. Yep. Okay, perfect.
That's separate state title.
That's what we need to know. So we do have separate routes for private and public schools in Maryland. Yep. Perfect. Okay.
Then with the public schools, there's four divisions, four classes essentially. Mm-hmm. You have 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A. And then within that, we've got different regions. So mm-hmm. you've got east, west, north, south, and for for track. For indoor, we've got it shrinks a little bit, but you know, we split it up. You've got the different classes and regions in that respect.
So we've got four classes. Which one, typically they're by volume of students, right? So which one's the big school? Which one's the smaller schools?
Big school's 4A, and then it goes down all the way to 1A.
Got it. So we've got four boys teams are winning a state title, and four girls teams are winning a state title.
That is correct.
Perfect. Okay, well, let's start talking about how they go on to earn those state titles. All across the country, typically, depending on how many rounds you have until the state meet, we've got districts, areas, sectionals, regionals. We have all these different names. What's the first round for Maryland?
First round is the regionals. So you could, each team can enter up to, for the individual events, you can enter up to three athletes in each individual event. And that's contested, and they take the top two automatic, and then we take the next best time or distance qualifiers.
So we go to regionals. Pardon me. We're allowed in our individual events, we're allowed three athletes per time qualifier. If I have four stud milers, they all run 4 minutes flat, I'm only going to get to go three of them. The other one's got to figure out the 2 mile or the half mile or something like that.
That is correct.
And then assuming relays one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so that's regionals. And then to go, so is, are you saying the next round is the state meet?
Next round's a state meet. So you qualify for the state meet. One of two ways. You either finish in the top two, mm-hmm. or we do have automatic time and distance qualifiers. If you meet that and finish outside the top two, you can get in.
So, okay, let me make sure I'm hearing this. So top two, that's easy. That's easy. Top two.
Yeah.
And then to fill out the field, you're saying that there's a time qualifier for the rest of the so all regional results get put into one. There's a time qualifier, and all of them also go to state meet. Not the next 10 best times. You're saying a hard fast time.
It's actually both.
Okay, explain that.
So if you meet, so let's say, just, you know, because my throw is background. Mm-hmm. Let's say the cutoff, or not the cutoff, but let's say the auto for girl shot is 33 feet. Mm-hmm. Any girl that throws at the region meet over 33 feet qualifies for the state. Now the qualifying distance is different based on the state classification. So it might be 32 feet for 1A, mm-hmm. might be 33 feet for 3A, and you know, you have a difference. If you meet that distance, then you get to go to states. If you don't meet that distance, they will look at, all right, we've got the eight top two finishers, mm-hmm. and then they'll fill the field with the remaining distances. But if you meet the qualifying distance or time, you're automatically in.
So they're guaranteeing they have their minimum to state. Maybe it's 16 or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So if using your girl shot put there, if I'm going to do the wild, crazy example here, if 100 kids at regionals throw over 33 feet, we're going to have 100 kids at the state meet. That is an exaggeration. So they may say, no, we're only going
to
do 50.
That is an exaggeration. Yeah. God, I'd love to have everybody
let's make it more reasonable. You said they take top two, so eight kids go. What if 20 other kids in regionals throw 33 feet? So we're going to have 28 kids at state.
Man, that's a really good question. I hadn't thought of that, and mm-hmm. I'd have to ask our commissioner, because it's never happened. I don't know if it's come close. I think what's happened previously is we've had some auto. We in some events, we've had some auto qualifiers. So like, let's say the field is set at 16. They, you know, if everybody's met auto qualifying, they might add like a 17th or 18th. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't happen too often.
Right. Okay, so top two plus this standard, so we can fill out the field for the state meet. So let's talk about the state meet. Is do we do all four classes at the same venue? Is this venue rotated around? Is it a college facility, private facility? How many days? Talk to us about the actual state meet.
So that's, we've made an interesting change, because when I started, and for most of my career in Maryland, we were going to Morgan State University in Baltimore, mm-hmm. right? They've got a beautiful facility mm-hmm. up there. And what they would do is it was a 3-day meet. So you'd have the large schools come Friday and Saturday, and then the small schools would be Thursday and Saturday. So mm-hmm. Saturday they'd be finishing up the second day with everybody, but the small schools would be able to take care of some of their stuff on Thursday, and then the large schools on Friday. Since the pandemic, we've moved things to the Prince George's Sports and Learning Complex right by FedEx Field. Again, another beautiful facility. It's pretty much a world-class facility. I mean, they've got great surfaces and facilities. But again, it's a similar concept. You have that Thursday, Friday, Saturday split. Mm-hmm. And I think it was part of the reason was because I think Morgan's undergone some major renovations recently, and we just haven't been able to get back to that.
But we're still a 3-day, and we're still all classes during that 3-day.
Correct.
And do we still do crown all the state team titles on the Saturday?
Yes. And that's then the cool. just to make sure we're not overcrowding, because they mm-hmm. don't have the seating capacity at Morgan. You'll have a morning session for the large schools, and then you'll have an afternoon session for the small schools. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you might get some overlap, because coaches, we've got friends mm-hmm. in all divisions. So, you might see some kids and some coaches rolling in from smaller schools right. that, and you dap them up. Hey, how you doing? Good luck. That type of thing. But yeah, everybody on Saturday is that's where your team champions are crowned.
I like that. It's kind of like a championship Saturday. Everybody's going to get crowned their state titles, their team titles on one day. Yep. That's a pretty cool day. I mean, that's eight team titles in one day. That's a fun day. Let me tell you, that's really
cool. It is. Hey, you come for the championship, you stay for the fried catfish.
There we go. All right. Love it. Love it. Love it. Might have to be there this year now. You said that. since we moved to Prince George, are we kind of set there for a while, or do we think we're going to rotate?
I think so. I foresee that happening. I've heard talk that they're adding some seating on the backstretch. I know they really enjoy having us there. They've really gone above and beyond trying to adapt the facility, add some Wi-Fi capabilities for the auto timing mm-hmm. and live scoring. So yeah, they're all in, and then their indoor facility, they're currently in the process of completely resurfacing right now. So when we compete indoor this year, it's going to be a fully brand new surface top to bottom on the indoor. And that's where our indoor championships are, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Which is also at the Sporting Learning Complex. That's just that's a class A facility right there. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Awesome. A lot of states we're learning are adding some type of adaptive athlete or wheelchair athlete events to the state meet. Anything like that here in Maryland?
We've had wheelchair events since I started as a head coach back in 2005. And there's actually a funny story in that is I almost got reprimanded because Tatiana McFadden, the mm-hmm. great Tatiana, is a Maryland product. At least she's from Athelton High School. And there was a bit of a controversy with her and her able-bodied athlete teammate. Mm-hmm. They ran the 1600 simultaneously, and she was accused of pacing. And I didn't like that argument. So me, the young and fiery coach that I was, I was yelling at other coaches, just lay off this and that stuff. So, yeah. And it's an exciting event, because I think it really, just seeing how great she's become, but she's been a great example for all the other wheelchair athletes coming up.
Yeah, we, you know, we're here in Champaign, Illinois, where Tatiana is. So I've had the occasion to run into her on flights and stuff like that many times. And we have a great wheelchair racing team and even basketball team here at the University of Illinois. So it's really cool to see these amazing athletes. I mean, they're just, and Tatiana, I mean, gosh, just the crown jewel of these athletes. Quite amazing. Very cool. Love that you're doing that in Maryland, and you have done it for quite a while. How about, since we have four different classes, some states, whether it's official or unofficially, do after the state meet a meet of champions type, where they, you know, bring the champions of all four classes and, you know, maybe the next two or three, and find out who the air quotes here true state champion is. Anything like that?
Nope. I've been trying to talk into that because I am originally from the great state of New Jersey. So growing up, we always had to meet champions. And then when I see other states that don't have it, I'm like, why not? That's actually my one thing that if we
we'll save that. All right.
We end at, you're either the 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, or you're the class A or B, independent schools.
Perfect. All right, let's talk about your events. This is always kind of a hard question because I want to ask what are the unique events, but they're not unique to you. You just do them. So let's kind of go in groupings here. We can assume you're doing the 100, 200, 400, and 800.
Correct.
In the 1632, are you doing the 1632? Are you doing the mile, 2 mile, the 1500, 3000? What are you doing in those two events?
It's a 16 and a 32.
Okay, that's the most common. Now we go to the hurdles. We're doing the 110 highs and the 100 meter hurdles for the boys and girls. We're doing 300 hurdles.
Yeah, 300, not four.
Correct. For the relays, we're for sure doing the 4x1 and 4x4, because if you're not doing those, you're not really doing track and you wouldn't be on this podcast. What other relays might you be doing?
We do the 4x8 and the 4x2.
4x8 and 4x2. All right. We're getting about, I think we're about 50-50-ish on those two events. Any sprint medleys or any other?
Nope. And then that's actually just on a state level. It's not really a popular event. We don't have too many relay meets in the state of Maryland. So where other states might have these big relay carnivals, whether you'll see the DMR, you'll see the SMR. We catch it on occasion at some meets, but it's not this big, widely contested stuff.
Interesting. But at state, we're doing 4x1, 4x2, 4x4, and 4x8. Let's go to, I'm going to assume, some of your favorite events. Let's go to the field events. So we've got long jump and triple jump.
Correct.
We've got shot put and discus.
Yep.
We've got pole vault and high jump.
Yep.
We got any kind of javelin, hammer throw?
I'm working on it.
You're working on it. All right. That's, hey, you know what? That's a great attitude. So we don't have it today, but we're working on it.
My hope is within the next 5 or 6 years, if everybody keeps saying yes.
Good. We're certainly seeing over the past 5 to 10 years a surge here with Missouri, Florida, South Carolina. Idaho is adding here as a provisional this year and then as a full event next year. So Arizona has added. We're definitely getting over the hump. We're over 25 now. So that's great to hear that we're working on
in the state of Maryland. I know the Texas Coaches Association, working when they do their end of the season stuff, they're starting to add that too. And that to me is the big tipping point. You get Texas or California getting it. I mean, Florida's a huge add just population wise, but you get Texas or California and we're sailing.
That's a great point. What about some states will do unofficial state meet events after the state meet? Typically it's the hammer or the javelin or even the heptathlon or decathlon, anything like that?
No, we haven't. We haven't seen anything like that. And I honestly wouldn't know how to approach doing that yet, but I am working at least at our county level on kind of building up javelin exposure.
Awesome. Anything before we get to the two more fun questions here to end us out today, anything that we missed that's interesting and unique that you know of in the state of Maryland?
You know, not to be condescending, it's pretty standard. You know, it's got a fairly well-oiled process. We've got some great district level commissioners, county level commissioners that they work their tails off to get a great meet for the kids. So
awesome.
Especially coming out of COVID, I think everybody's just really, really tried working as hard as they can to make sure we just renormalize the the meet hosting and everything.
There's a good word, renormalize. I like that. All right, let's have a little bit of fun here, Patrick. Yeah. Let's settle a debate, at least inside of your culture, your area, from what you and your team or maybe you know, friends in your conference say. What do we say there? Are we qualifying for state? Are we qualifying for states? Are we just qualifying for the state meet? Which one are we kind of culturally saying there?
You're qualifying for states, because honestly, you sound like a communist if you're saying you're qualifying for the state meet. That's a little too formal.
You know what's funny is earlier, about 10 minutes ago, you said states. And I was like, oh, when I ask him this question, if he doesn't say states, I'm going to roll the tape back. So way to be consistent, sir. Very good. Very good. All right. You've been great with us. You've been a great sport helping us out, learn about Maryland. I'm going to hand you the magic wand. You've kind of already maybe hinted at what your magic wish might be here. If you could change one thing to improve, in your opinion, the great state of Maryland for outdoor track and field, what might that be?
Meet of champions. I think at the very least we can do it with the public schools. You it's a one-day meet the week after states. Just make it happen. I think with the size population Maryland has, and I think there's a level interest because everybody sees everybody else competing over the 3 days that we have the state meet. Let you know, line it up. Let who we got. You know, that would be my big lift is let's just do it one more time.
I tend to agree with you on any, and I think it's almost every state so far has more than one class. So if you have more than one class, I like how you put it there. Let's line it up and let's find out, because guess what? When you get to college, you're going to be lining it up no matter what division you are. So I like that meet of champs approach.
I grew up with it. I see other states trying to do that, you know, and where I grew up, it was everybody. It was, you were taking the private schools, you were taking the public schools. Let's go. And there's some great champions, and there's been some great champions that have gone on to national and international stages in Maryland. You know, I remember watching Matt Centrowitz set the state record in the 1600, my first year coaching. You know, we've had the Nigerian 800 record holder, Eidos, come through the Maryland public school system. Mm-hmm. So we've got these great athletes coming through. Let them at least leave their high school career.
Right.
I'm the Maryland Meet a Champ. I'm the top person.
So I like it. Let's go, Maryland. Let's make that happen. And let's make the javelin happen as well out there. So Patrick, thank you so much. You've done a great job representing this great state. We're very thankful for you being involved in our series as we continue to travel around the country and check out every state meet there is. So thank you very much, Patrick.
I appreciate you, Mike. Thank you very much.